Hello and welcome to this week's bonus episode of the Happier at Work podcast. I would love to hear what you think of today's episode. Head on over to happieratwork.ie. You will find all of my social links there and you can connect with me directly there as well. I'm so looking forward to hearing from you. Today's episode is a summary, a synopsis of some of the key points that were discussed on the episode with Rob Dubin, all about workplace happiness. And I'm going to summarize some of the key points that we talked about. So the first thing that Rob talked about is the meaning of happiness and what happiness actually is. And he talked about happiness being work engagement and motivation. So it's such a nice way to think about happiness, that you're engaged in the work that you're doing and you feel motivated to actually do it. Now, he built his business around this underlying question of how do we help others to be happy, with the knowledge that happiness can actually be taught. So you can teach other people how to be happy. Two of the things that I took from him specifically in this episode are around gratitude, which is something I talk about all the time in the programs that I deliver. So gratitude is so, so important, and having that daily practice of gratitude, taking time out to feel the feelings of gratitude for what you already have in your life. And then the second one is around optimism and being optimistic. I'm not always optimistic, but generally speaking, I'm quite optimistic. So maybe that's something I've missed and I will need to look at a little bit more. But even when I'm having a bad day, and that can be challenging to be optimistic, but trying to think of things on the bright side, I think is important. He mentioned about seeing the glass as it is. So it's not half empty or half full. There's 10% in the glass, and that's just the reality. He shared about the difference between hedonic and eudaimonic types of happiness. So the hedonic is the external stuff. It's that promotion that we got, or it's the new iPhone that we got. So it brings a level of happiness, but then we go back to our happiness set point. So when you're chasing those promotions and you get there, you're kind of looking around after a while thinking, is this really what I wanted? Was it all it was cracked up to be? Maybe it kind of wears off after a while. And then the eudaimonic, which is more purpose-based happiness. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail further on, but it is really understanding at the core of who you are and who is it that you're here to serve. Rob talked about quiet quitting then as a reasonable response to being overworked. And I can totally agree with that. So if you are being overworked, is it any wonder that you're going to withdraw slightly and not give it your all anymore as you have been? But one of the things that he talked about is then that's detrimental for your own career when you're displaying those kinds of behaviors. And again, you know, this is a whole other podcast episode, but this idea of productivity and the amount of work that people are expected to do these days with the resources that they have is just incredible. We talked about asking better questions. So if there's something that you don't particularly enjoy, is there an opportunity to job share? Is there an opportunity? And I talk about this all the time. Is there an opportunity for you to pair up with someone, for example? So I love spreadsheets, I love strategy, I love all of those kind of nitty gritty things. Not everyone does. So maybe someone who doesn't enjoy those things can pair up with me. I can take on some of the areas that they don't enjoy so much, and they can take some of the areas that I don't enjoy as much. Not every organization is going to have that level of flexibility, but I think within a team, if you can come to those types of arrangements, I think it would work quite well. But the purpose of this is asking better questions. How can I do blank, whatever that blank is, and enjoy it? So is there something that you can bring into something that you don't enjoy as much to make it more enjoyable for you, whatever that means for you? Rob shared a tip around having 11 minutes of happiness a day. So spending 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the afternoon, and 5 minutes in the evening to just sit. It can be to look at the sky. It can be to do a meditation. It can be to get outside in nature, whatever that is. But taking that time, 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes in the evening, that's 11 minutes in a day. It's not that much of an ask. And this stuff really, really works. Rob also mentioned about the fact that happiness leads to success and not the other way around. Oftentimes, we're chasing that success. It's this hedonic high, the hedonic treadmill that we get on. We're constantly chasing the next big thing, whatever that might be. And we're pursuing and pursuing and pursuing. And actually, if you sit and you are happy in yourself and you can create that happiness from gratitude, from optimism, from taking time out to really connect with yourself, then that is going to lead to success and not the other way around. We talked about purpose and how purpose is the best of what you have to serve others, and it's something beyond yourself. And this links back to what we talked about, the eudaimonic type of happiness, and it's understanding at its core what that purpose is. Now, some hints for you from the end of that conversation is that we tend to not really be aware of our strengths, or if we know them, we tend to downplay them, or we don't think our strengths are that important. We think everyone is able to do it because it comes so easily and naturally to us. So number one, think about, well, what do your friends ask you about? What do they come to you for advice on? What gets you into that state of flow where you forget that time even exists, that you're so absorbed in whatever task it is that you forget about what's going on in the outside world? And then what are you good at? Have you taken time to really think about in your role, maybe thinking back to when you were in school, what were you good at then? Have you taken an online quiz, an online survey, or an assessment? There are so many free online resources about understanding what your strengths are. So I think, first of all, knowing what those strengths are. And if I think about my strengths and what helps me get into flow state, things like strategizing, like I can just lose track of time strategizing. I love spreadsheets and I love numbers as well, so I can absolutely lose track of time. If I'm getting into a process and understanding how a process flows, like those are the kind of things. And not everyone will have those same types of strengths. So for me, it's important to pair up with people whose strengths are complementary to mine. And I think we can bring more of this into the workplace as well. Number two then is who I could solve that problem for. So who is it that you can solve the problem for? And I think maybe there's a piece missing here of like, how do you want to see the world differently? And for me, from the experiences I've had at work, how I want to see the world differently is creating better working environments, because I know that oftentimes work is broken. So how can I do that, and who can I solve that for? For me, it's the individuals in those working environments and educating them that it doesn't have to be this way. And it's also working with organizations to create those happier working environments for them as well. And then the last element is around how I can get paid. How can I get paid to do stuff that I really enjoy? And again, for each individual person, that's going to be unique. Obviously, for me, if I'm doing consulting with organizations, if I'm running programs for organizations or for individuals, then I'm going to charge them for it because that's my business. I'm running a business here. I'm not running a charity. So how can I get paid? And again, for you, it's tying all of that stuff together. It's thinking, well, what are my strengths? And am I using my strengths in my role? And am I getting paid fairly for the strengths that I bring to this role as well? So I'm hoping that between the full length episode that you listen to, if you haven't checked it out, go and check out the full length episode. There's so much more in there than I've been able to cover today. But between that episode and today's episode, I hope it's given you a lot of food for thought when it comes to your own happiness and creating that happiness for yourself. As always, I would love to hear your thoughts, and do feel free to reach out to me on happieratwork.ie. Those of you who've been with us for a while know that we've been partnering with Skilding. And the most recent evolution of this is something I really, really get behind. I really, really love this idea. We are bringing you together a set of curated episodes from the podcast specifically to do with women in leadership. They've been carefully chosen to empower you to become the leader you are supposed to be. But it's different from a normal course that you might take. It's like a mini course. Most courses will give you a content to consume, but by partnering with Skilding, we're giving you the tools to take action. So that's either by yourself or as part of a supportive community, along with me offering advice and encouragement if you want it. You can find out more about this mini course by visiting skilding.com/happier. That's skill, skillding.com/happier.